The Truth News Network.
In a world where idiocracy is the new world order, it takes a strong voice to speak the truth. This is TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And your beacon of light in the tunnel of lies is Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone. It's kind of appropriate that Pete Mosh used the term idiocracy as we're talking about some lunacy, some idiocy today at Truth News Network. I'm Dan Newman. I'm glad you joined us here today. I told you there was a bunch of stuff going on that we were going to have our arms around for you. And it really is important here today. The title of our story, Impeach 45. Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Democrat of California, has been on fire since Donald Trump won the White House. Just 2 weeks after his inauguration, Truth News Network predicted the cries of impeachment from Democrats would begin, would increase in their fury, and would result in impeachment proceedings in Congress, especially if they could somehow regain the House in 2018. Well, they regained the House, didn't they? And impeachment proceedings looked to be just around the corner. Wednesday, that's May 22nd, House Democrats had an early morning private meeting, the purpose of which was to discuss the merits of the House moving forward with Trump impeachment. Speaker Pelosi has avoided impeachment discussions altogether. One would think she, as the House Democrat leader, would be out front in any process to discredit this administration. But she's been very hesitant to do so. Why is that? Nancy Pelosi was in Congress when Bill Clinton impeachments took place. Remember that? Republicans were so anxious to impeach former President Clinton that they ignored what they should have learned from the Nixon situation, that the key to getting rid of a president is to have thorough and open hearings before you get to the impeachment process, so that the president's goose is already cooked before impeachment proceedings began. Republicans rushed ahead soon after Kenneth Starr published his report without any open Senate hearings at all. America was doing well at the time, including the American economy. Most Democrats in Congress thought that the charges against Clinton were contrived. Without a sufficient number of Democrats willing to convict Clinton in the Senate, Clinton was not convicted of those perjury charges and never was going to be convicted. In addition, the American public was so annoyed at the complete waste of time of the Clinton impeachment process that the Democrats actually gained seats during a midterm while having a Democrat as president. That's only one of two times in modern history that this has ever happened. Those two times? Well, in 98, after the Republicans failed to convict Clinton, and then again in 2002, post-9/11, under George W. Bush. Do you think Pelosi went to school on Republicans' backlash for going after Bill? I'm certain that keyed her hesitance this time. But with the fury that has been unleashed by her junior House members, Omar, Tlaib, and AOC, who are full speed ahead for impeachment, Pelosi finds herself today in a really, really tough spot. Add to the furor of the youngsters the overreaching of Gerald Nadler, Democrat of New York, who heads the House Judiciary Committee, and Nancy is facing a real dilemma. Remember this, Nadler famously claimed numerous times, even before the 2018 elections, there is irrefutable proof of Trump wrongdoing, including collusion with Russia. And the identical claims came from Congressman Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, and Eric Swalwell, also a Democrat from California. With that all rolled in, Nadler finds himself in the same spot as Pelosi. To illustrate the House Democrat dilemma and how convinced of impeachment House Dems are, in March of 2019, Swalwell, who is now a candidate for 2020 for president, said on NBC he's ready for President Trump to sue him because he, Swalwell, refuses to back down from his public assertions that there was evidence of collusion between Trump's campaign and Russia. You know, Eric Swalwell is such a ding-dong. Collusion's not even a crime. So there's no impeachable offense there, even if there was any. And of course, their bright shining star, Robert Mueller, said he found no collusion. Well, what's at stake for Democrats? Wow, there's plenty. Think through these things. There were 13 Democratic-held U.S. House districts up for election in 2018 that Donald Trump won in the 2016 presidential election. Three of those districts flipped, voting in a Republican representative in 2018. Minnesota's 1st Congressional District, Minnesota's 8th Congressional District, and Pennsylvania's 14th Congressional District. All three races were open seats. Minnesota's 1st, Tim Walz, successfully ran for governor, while Minnesota's 8th, Rick Nolan, did not seek re-election. Connor Lamb, who is a Democrat, successfully ran to represent Pennsylvania's 17th Congressional District. Lamb had previously won a 2018 special election to replace U.S. Representative Tim Murphy, who was a Republican. This increased the number of Trump Democratic districts in Pennsylvania from 1 to 2. The districts in PA were redrawn after the state Supreme Court ruled that the state's previous congressional map was unconstitutionally gerrymandered to favor Republicans. The 13 districts voted for Trump by as many as 30.8 percentage points and as few as 0.7 percentage points. This may seem meaningless in our conversation today, but it really is important. And this may be the fundamental reason for Pelosi's hesitation to push forward with impeachment. But there's more, and you probably know where I'm going with this. The United States is booming on every financial front like it hasn't in some cases for several decades. Government revenue, an all-time high. Unemployment, an all-time low. Gross domestic product is soaring. 5 million people are off of food stamps since President Trump took office. More people are employed in the U.S. than ever before. And those numbers and those examples go on and on and on. These facts should certainly slow those impeachment discussions. What do Democrats have to offer better than what we are seeing out of this administration? Quoting that famous Democrat pundit James Carville, or Serpenthead, as his wife termed him during the Clinton years, quote, "It's the economy, stupid." One thing you can bet, Pelosi and Schumer are not stupid. They get the economy and where it factors in presidential elections. So they got a lot of things on their mind, and there's even more. When we come back in a moment, something new came up yesterday that's important. It throws another wrinkle into this whole conversation. Sit tight. Back in just a moment at truthnewsnet.org.
From McAllen, Texas to Berlin, Germany, the universal language is truth on TNN, the Truth News Network.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Did the little piggy cry wee, wee, wee all the way home?
Yeah? You're home.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Mrs. A.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Long live the courageous. May God bless and keep you always. May you always the tenacious. May you always do for others. The ones who push forward and give back. Long live the greater good, the helping hand, those who fall and get back up, and long live the truck with the strength to overcome, the will to outwork, and the commitment to outlast them all. Ram, proven to last.
It's hard to hear the truth, but if the truth will set us free, we'd rather enjoy freedom.
TNN, the Truth News Network.
Again, Dan Newman.
I'm kind of enjoying all this uproar in Washington because I think maybe through it all, Americans are getting an eyeful of the reality of what has been and is happening and why. So what's at stake for us? What's at stake for Americans? Let's be honest. Americans tire quickly with all of the arguing and finger-pointing that goes on in Washington. Depending on which poll numbers one believes, congressional members' approval ratings among Americans is just 15% or less. That's crazy. Why is that? Well, it's simple. Congress gets very little done. Congress is really good at spending taxpayer dollars, but Congress is really slow at getting legislation passed and over to the president for a signature to make it become law. That's what members of Congress are supposed to do. Wouldn't it be prudent to find out just what American registered voters think about what's important for our government? Well, guess what? We can do that. In April of this year, 2019, Fox News polled 1,004 registered voters about what their most important issues are for the 2020 elections. Registered voters' issues that impact their votes are as follows. Now, most important at the top to least important at the bottom. The most important to voters, immigration, illegal immigration, and the border security wall. That's 21%. Second, the economy, jobs, and unemployment. That's 10%. Third, health care, 9%. Fourth, climate change and in the environment, 6%. Fifth, race relations, racial issues, and policing, 5%. Sixth, guns and gun violence, 4%. Seventh, political corruption, leadership, 4%. Eighth, lack of unity, partisanship, polarization, and gridlock, 4%. Education was ninth at 4%. Tenth, terrorism, national security, and ISIS, also at 4%. And way down at number 11, what voters are really concerned about, Donald Trump, only 3%. And we go all the way down to number 20, and the bottom 8 or 9 are at 2 or 1%, so we won't even go through theirs. You can go on the website on this story and see all 20. As you can see from the results of the poll, Americans are pretty much in lockstep with the Trump agenda, with maybe one exception, climate change. But even without that factored in, far more than half of Americans who participated in that poll don't just support Trump's efforts across the board as president. They strongly support his agenda. And this is the 2020 Democrat nightmare. I've asked this before during the last couple of years. What is the Democrat Party platform for 2020? What specifics do they plan on bringing to Americans that would support changing the residence at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue next year? I'm still waiting for good answers. Until Wednesday, yesterday, I thought there was only one. But it appears that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, after their Wednesday morning private chit-chat with fellow Democrats, it appears they've added a second platform idea. Now, listen very closely. I'm fixing to give you their new idea. It's three words. Are you ready? Here we go. Quoting Nancy and Chuck. Here it is. Let's do nothing. That's right. Immediately after their meeting with their fellow Democrats, the pair went to the White House to negotiate infrastructure legislation with the president. However, before heading over to the White House, Pelosi spoke to reporters and gave America the Democrats' temporary plan that they are going to use while deciding if there's enough on which to impeach the president. Pelosi spelled it out for all of us. Stonewall any meaningful legislation in Congress. And there's one more thing. Listen closely to Pelosi as she tells reporters what that one more thing is.
What did you tell the caucus about where you stand and
We had a very productive meeting by five of our chairs who are doing their oversight of the activities of the Trump administration, presented to the caucus. Mr. Cummings talked about the Mazur decision, which was very favorable for us. The court ruled in favor of the House Democrats. And Maxine Waters talked about the Deutsche Bank decision, the case, which is in the court today in New York, 10:30, that case will come up. Mr. Schiff of the Intelligence Committee talked about the documents that now the Justice Department is willing to convey or to present to the Intelligence Committee. So there were three current, within the last 72 hours, examples of progress that were made to get the truth and the facts for the American people. We had other presentation from Richie Neal about what's happening on the tax, and it's very clear. It is the law of the land. And it's very clear it is the law of the land. And then, of course, Jerry Nadler spoke in the beginning to give us a context for all of this. Excuse me, right now the Judiciary Committee is marking up the DREAM Act. We do have our legislative agenda that we're moving forward on. It was a very positive meeting, a respectful sharing of ideas, and I think a very impressive presentation by our chairs. We do believe that it's important for to follow the facts. We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
You heard it from Nancy Pelosi, her last sentence, quote, "We believe the President of the United States is involved in a cover-up." No explanation to reporters, no details, but a typical drive-by shooter tactic by the Democrats. What Pelosi did was give the messaging arm of the Democrat Party the talking points to be used by all in the upcoming days when speaking of President Trump. Who is that messaging arm of the Democrat Party? Well, we know them better as CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, CBS News, NBC News, Washington Post, and the New York Times, the mainstream media. They've got the message, folks, and it has been all over the news since Nancy Pelosi said that. But do you know what's saddest about all of this? American confidence in the economy is at a high far above any in recent years. Wages are rising. Unemployment is lower than almost ever. Federal revenue is higher than ever. We are not in any foreign wars. International credibility in the U.S. is back after 8 years of none. No foreign credibility in the U.S. government. Our military is getting stronger after being gutted by the Obama administration. Law enforcement agencies and men and women who serve there for the first time in a decade or more feel this president has their backs. And the Democrats want to stop all this progress and take us back to the horrors of 2008 to 2016. And they want Americans to believe in this plan? I'll end it here with this. What's the definition of insanity? You've heard me use this again and again. Let me remind you. Insanity is doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. What would be insanity for Americans at this point? To put a Democrat back in the White House for another 8 years of Obamagate. And it doesn't matter what name we put in front of gate. Maybe Biden, maybe Harris, but the last half of that term will be gate. It will be full of corruption, graft, and hiding things from Americans. I think Americans will echo what I'm about to say. No, thank you. We're good. We like what we're seeing from this administration, and we want 4 more years. Hey, I told you it was going to be an eventful week. Today has been full of new stuff. And you know what? It's pretty much going to be that way every day through the 2020 election. So make sure you don't miss anything. Do this if you haven't already. Go to the front page, the homepage of our website, down at the bottom right. Enter your name and email address. You won't get anything from us with the exception of this. Anytime we put up a new podcast or story, the night before it goes live, you'll get an email that has a link to that story and podcast. All you do then when you get up is click on the link. It'll take you right to the story or podcast, and you'll never miss anything. Do that. And listen, you'll be back tomorrow. I promise you there's going to be some more meat coming out of Washington, D.C., and we're going to chew on it and analyze it with you right here at truthnewsnet.org. Till then, Have a great day. So long, everybody.
From McAllen, Texas to Berlin, Germany, the universal language is truth on TNN, the Truth News Network.